Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us.
Today.
ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Hello again. Today's saint of the day is Blessed Emmanuel Ruiz and Companions. From the days of Saint Stephen all the way down the centuries, the Church has had her martyrs. The 19th century is distinguished for the great number, enthusiasm, and heroism of its martyrs for the faith. The Orient has supplied most of these. China heads the list, but there are martyrs from Japan, Korea, Cochin China, Syria, France, Spain, and Peru. The accounts of their martyrdom tempt us to believe that we are reading of a past far removed from our own age, but the fact is that many of them have lived in our own lifetime. Not much is known of the early life of Emmanuel Ruiz, but details of his heroic death in defense of the faith has come down to us. Such modern martyrs are those of Damascus. During the frightful massacre by the Crusaders in 1860, a quarrel between the Maronite and a Druze was the occasion for the opening attack. The Druze were armed, but the Christians allowed themselves to be disarmed by Turkish authorities under the pretense of preserving order. Within 3 weeks, every Maronite village of the main and southern parts of Lebanon was pillaged and were burned, and 6,000 Maronites were murdered, maimed, or outraged. The massacre broke out in Damascus on July 9th, and in 3 days, the adult males alone numbered 3,000 victims. Among those were 8 friars minor, who by the circumstances of their death are shown to have been martyrs for the faith. Blessed Emmanuel Ruiz and Companions, 6 were priests, the other 2 were lay brothers. Emmanuel Ruiz was the superior of the convent in Carmen Volta and was the procurator, and Engelbert Colon, the assistant procurator. Nasciando Milano, Nicholas, Mary Albertia, and Peter Soler were studying the Arabian language in preparation for their apostolic labors. Lay brothers were Francis Perazzo and John James Fernandez. When the rabble attacked, the Christians, these religions and their flocks recommended themselves to God and to our Blessed Lady, and then prepared themselves to death. For death by devoutly receiving the sacraments. At midnight, the soldiers entered the convent and in many ways tried the faith of their friars. Promises and threats proved futile, and the tortures to which the Mohammedans resorted to shake the faith of these holy men were hair-raising. Born of humble parents in Santander, Spain, he became a Franciscan priest and served as a missionary in Damascus. This was at a time when anti-Christian riots shook Syria and thousands lost their lives in just a short time. Among these were Emmanuel, superior of the Franciscan convent, 7 other friars, and 3 laymen. When a menacing crowd came looking for the men, they refused to renounce their faith and become Muslims. These men were subjected to horrible tortures before their martyrdom. Father Emmanuel Ruiz, realizing that death was inevitable, and fearing lest the sacred host and the tabernacles be subjected to profanation by the fanatics after their death, went to the church to consume the sacred species. It was not long before he was interrupted, and so, recommending himself to God, he placed his head upon the altar to be cut off with a sword. Father Carmen Volta was beaten to death with a cudgel. Father Peter Soler's life was cut short with a sword. Father Nicholas Albertia was shot down. Father Engelbert Colon was killed with an axe. Father Nincor was also quickly dispatched, and these 2 lay brothers likewise manifested great strength of soul. with their eyes and hands raised to heaven in suppliant prayer, they were hurled from their tower of the church where they had taken refuge. Emmanuel and his brother Franciscans and three Maronite laymen were beatified by Pope Pius XI in 1926. The Holy See acknowledged the heroism of Blessed Emmanuel's recent companions when Pope Pius XI enrolled them and also three Maronite laymen among the martyrs and conferred on them the title of Blessed in 1926, the seventh centenary year after the death of St. Francis. The Church in Syria has known persecution throughout its history, yet it has produced saints whose blood was shed for the faith. Let us pray for the Church in Syria. And that's our saint for the day. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Oh, but they'll sure bless.
Amen. And thank you, Mike. And the story of these martyrs.
Quite a story.
In Syria. Lebanon. You know. Near the Holy Land.
Mm-hmm.
And these brave men who gave their lives. And I like that song at the very beginning, All the King's Horses. When Jesus returns, these martyrs will be with him. They are part of that heavenly, you know, that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And these priests and these laymen, these people who gave their lives for the King of Kings
are, you know, with it's amazing that they... That these people found something very special to die for. That there are things worth dying for. And I also noticed that one of the martyrs went into the church to consume the sacred species because they were afraid that it would be subject to profanation by the Muslims. They thought ahead. I'm surprised they haven't been canonized.
Well, they're in the church Hall of Fame today on the church calendar.
Well, they certainly are.
Yeah.
There's another priest who is probably going to be canonized before too long, and that's Father Michael McGivney, founder of the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, he's. We know he's up there, and we know that he's blessed, and we know that.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, thank you for today. Let's take a little quick peek for tomorrow.
I know it's a good one before you tell me who it is.
Well, this is going to be another St. Gregory, Grassi, and companions. Just listening in to find out about St. Gregory and his companions. And that's for tomorrow.
July the 8th.
Yep, July the 8th.
St. Gregory's going to have a lot to going to have an amazing story to tell.
Definitely. Definitely. And so, I'll end it with this song. And Mike, we'll see you again next tomorrow at the same bat time, same bat station.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank
you
so much. We got somebody, a caller call in. Do you have a question about today's saint or have a question for Deeper Truth this morning?
Yeah, hi. My name's George. How are you?
Hey, George. Well, with me, I've got Michael from New Jersey. George, where are you calling in from?
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. In fact, just the other day, we spoke about this great saint that founded the city of Los Angeles, didn't we, Mike?
Yes, we did, Father Junipero Sierra.
Exactly.
He founded the missions along the California coast.
Yes, and so... But this particular, what we're doing here, George, what we're doing now on a daily basis is we're covering the saints of the day every day. And it's like an odyssey, isn't it, Mike, to the martyrs of today, you know, and the heroism that they stood for the Lord and stood for His Holy Catholic Church.
I've heard them called Heaven's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Heaven's Hall of Fame. Well, you know, in Los Angeles, you got the Lakers. You got the Dodgers. In fact, you got some of the greats in sports. You know, you've got the Hall of Fames there, and the Hall of and where you go and celebrate some of the athletes that have, you know, well. I think it's very
and the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
That's right.
You're
the Hollywood
right.
Walk of Fame.
You know? And you're right about that. And then but the church has a Hall of Fame as well. The Catholic Hall of Fame, and that's the saints that have attained this glory. And what we do on Monday night, Sunday night, we focus on Journey with Mary, where the Virgin Mary has appeared all over the world, and the miracles that has happened as a result, and the healings. And then also on Monday night, we focus on Eucharistic miracles, and those are very, very powerful stories. And I tell people, you know, if someone can a piece of bread stop a hurricane? Can a piece of bread stop a volcano? Can a piece of bread stop a tidal wave? Can a piece of bread stop a flood? Can a piece of bread transform into cardiac tissue with the blood being AB positive? Can a piece of bread do all that? No, not at all. But Jesus can do these things and has done this in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. And these are powerful stories, ain't they, Mike?
They most certainly are.
Could I? I'm not sure if you're doing this today. Are you doing prayers for people? Could I ask for a specific prayer?
Yes, you most certainly can. In fact, I'm
Absolutely.
Glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked that because we pray for those who are suffering from addictions. We pray for those who are suffering from addictions. We pray for those who need deliverance. We pray for the prodigals. Pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis. We pray for all the clergy. And we pray for all the people. We pray for America. We pray for America. You're from Los Angeles. I, you know, the California. You know, we're being hit with all kinds of Antichrist stuff. And I think, what our young people today, our children are being faced with today, I think is much worse than it was when I was a child, when I was a kid, when I was in high school, you know. I mean, things were bad then, but it's far worse now. And so we do
with
pray
the internet,
for America.
Yeah.
You have the internet. And so we are on the internet, but we put what our, you know, our Lord, you know, Pope Benedict XVI asked us to use the media to proclaim the gospel and to pray for the things that you're asking for, George. And that is important. If we have, and we ask anybody out there in Deeper Truth Land to pray for these things, to pray for your families, pray for your children, to pray for our priests, that they, in fact, this is a prayer for priests. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of our priests. Through them, we experience your presence in the sacraments. Help our priests to be strong in their vocation. Set their souls on fire with love for your people. Grant them the wisdom and understanding and strength they need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Inspire them with the vision of your kingdom. Give them the words they need to spread the gospel. Allow them to experience joy in their ministry. Help them to become instruments of your divine grace. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns as our eternal priest. Amen.
Amen.
And George.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but you mentioned the media.
No, no, no.
I'm actually in the media. I'm an actor, and I was hoping to get a prayer from my friend Bill, who's also an actor. And I know this is going to sound trivial, but he's having a hard time with it. Somebody pulled off his toupee the other day, and he won't leave the house now. He's so embarrassed. So could you just pray that Bill gets better and comes to realize that, you know, it doesn't matter if he has hair or not, that we still love him.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I was Army 27 years, and I still have no hair. So I can identify with that. I never wore a toupee, but, man, I keep my hair. I can identify with him in that way. You know, I was watching an episode of Highway to Heaven on July the 4th. It was really beautiful. It's like I celebrated July the 4th with two angels, my wife, Gigi. And we was watching this Highway to Heaven series with Michael Landon. And that was really powerful. And they had this one episode where these children were suffering from cancer, and they were, you know, had their, just like you were saying. And so it kind of went through that. And so there's no small thing. So we pray for Bill that he will come out of this cocoon that he's put himself in and realize that without hair, he's fine. He's fine. And thank you for George, for being a friend to pray for him, because to this individual, Bill, that's not no small thing. But to realize that he is a child of God, and that he is loved, and that he has worth. He has worth, and it's not about his hair. It's not about his hair. It's about what's in his heart. It's what's his core. And if he's an actor, and George, you're an actor, Jim Caviezel, he's coming out with a new movie, which The Sounds of Freedom, and I want to go see that. Jim Caviezel, I would love to get him on our show, because, you know, he's done so much. He starred as Jesus in the Passion of the Christ, and with the, you know, I mean, and I think that art, the arts in Georgia, mm-hmm. is important for us to be involved in the arts as well. The church has always mm-hmm. had people in the arts, you know, the arts. Michelangelo, for example, you know, the Pieta, you know, we've always had, and I think this is in modern times, you know, what a powerful opportunity that the arts. In fact, you know, the woman that played Mary in that movie, The Passion of the Christ, that movie had such an impact on her that she converted to the Catholic Church as a result of being exposed and being a part of that movie. And I know it's true. And, you know, The Song of Bernadette has had such a – that's another great movie about Lourdes, France, and St. Bernadette Subaru, The Song of Bernadette. And powerful movie. And that movie converted another great actor, one of the great actors. He converted to the Catholic Church. And there's been, you know, Gary, I mean, there's just so many of these, and we love to talk about the converts here too. And George, thank you for participating and calling in this morning. What time is it there in Los Angeles? That, you know, and how, the weather's always usually pretty good over there, right?
Yeah, it's 6:35 here, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day like usual. But and real quick too, so the Bill that I was referring to, he was on a show called Star Trek. Did you ever watch Star Trek?
Oh, I'm almost
yeah.
a Trekkie. Which one, The Next Generation or the original series?
Original, Bill Shatner.
Oh.
Wow. And Spock, I love Spock too.
Oh, you should hear my voicemail for, you know, when things switch to voicemail on my
yeah.
cell phone. It's Mr. Spock saying there are no how do you call it, no humanoids to answer your phone. Or something like that, but it came out. It's actually Leonard Nimoy's voice.
That's awesome. Well, there's another George that's famous from Star Trek, George Takei, and I don't
yeah.
know if you've huh. seen. You know, I'm a Star Trek fan, and it kind of makes me a little sad that George Takei and Bill Shatner aren't getting along anymore.
That's interesting.
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they'll. You know. Egos.
You also, George, you might tell your friend that I've heard that a receding hairline is a sign of high intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I will let them know. You know, and thank you for giving all this time to me. If you wouldn't mind, just because I'm such a fan, I'd like to see them work together again, maybe on another Star Trek movie with the original cast. Would you be able to would you make a quick prayer that George Takei and Bill Shatner settle their differences?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to be a peacemaker. and may the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, under the earth, by all the creatures of God. And by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And Lord, we thank you for George, for love and friendship with Bill, and some of these, and how important it is for us to utilize the arts in entertainment and reaching out with good, wholesome family. That to me is so important, and there is a lot of move for that today, and I'm glad to see it. So that in Hollywood there are those there that see the issues or know the issues personally, and are stepping out, stand up and to do something about it within their scope. And George, thank you. And yes, and we pray for Bill. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for those who give their talents in the cause. For example, like the Sound of Freedom. Jim Greaves, you know, so thank you for Bill and those. And yes, and you're kind of giving your age a little bit, because I do too, you know. I was born in 1956, the year that Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line, and I've been walking the line ever since. And so I'm kind of giving my age a little bit too. I grew up with Star Trek, so... I still like the old versions of it. I still like that and everything. And so, George, we'll be back tomorrow and with our Saint of the Day for tomorrow. And we're going by the church calendar. And it's like an odyssey, you know, going through the lives of these saints and the miracles that the Lord has worked through them from the incorrupt, you know. Oh man, it's just powerful. So I'm going to end song. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, real quick. Sorry to keep going, but did you see that Bill Shatner went on a rocket with Jeff Bezos, and he said it changed his life because he felt like he got closer to heaven. What did you think about Bill Shatner going up in that rocket?
Well, that I had not heard, but if he's with Jim Caviezel, I can't help but think that would be a positive experience. Because Jim, I've heard him speak, and you know, the making of the Passion of the Christ, what he went through just to play that role, and I mean, he got hit by lightning while he was on the cross there. You know, it's just an amazing story about him and his personal testimony, and if Captain Kirk spent some time with him up there, I could see why he would feel like he got closer. So, and I hope so. And William Shatner, we pray for him, and we pray for all those who on this side of the ground. There's always that opportunity, repentance.
And George Takei, and George Takei as well, Sulu.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. And the peace to be peacemakers. So thank you, George. That was awesome. And we'll be back tomorrow, so listen in if you get a chance. I know it's kind of 6 o'clock is early over there. And are you doing any work right now?
So that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Are you doing any work enacting right now? Are you just waiting for something to come up, or is there something that you're in the process of doing that we could be looking for or watching for or anything?
Well,
that
there's a musical called Allegiance, if you don't mind doing like a little prayer that maybe that does good.
Well, I'd like to find out more about it, Allegiance. I mean, I love the name, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance. In fact, we on the 4th of July, Red Skelton, we shared his version of, the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all. And so, allegiance. So, I still... Since I'm retired out of the Army, I still hold up to the vow that I made, that I, when I lifted my right hand to stand against enemies of our Constitution, foreign and domestic. And so we stand. And so I'm all for I love the arts. In fact, I usually watch I'd love to go. Like, I want to go see that movie, The Sound of Freedom. I want to see that. And Jim Caviezel, he's amazing. And George, you're amazing. You're amazing, and thank you for popping on here, because this is a worldwide podcast.
You.
It's a worldwide podcast, and we have people from all around the world that check in with it, you know, so it's amazing, and so we're thankful. And thank you, George.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and bless you.
And you too. And hang in there. And as we tell everybody, to pray the rosary, and to go to Mass when you can, especially on holy days and Sundays, you know, but to make the Mass the center of your life. When you go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, you receive the actual body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. When you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins you confess, and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers them no more. And that's why I call it the mercy seat of God, because there in the confessional you receive a judgment of mercy. And Jesus will honor that mercy when we stand before him to face his justice. He will honor that mercy that he bestowed upon us in the confessional. If people understood that, they would run, not walk, but run to the confessional, if they understood its importance and why Jesus established it for our benefit. And that's what another reason why we pray for a priest. So I'm going to end with this song here, and we will be back tomorrow with another Saint of the Day and another episode with Mike from New Jersey and George from Los Angeles. Thank you. God bless you and all those out there throughout the world.